The Jim Corbett National Park in India has 600 species of birds. It has 700 elephants. It has the critically endangered gharial fish-eating crocodile. It's one of the only places in India where you might spot three species of otters. But the only animal that matters is the tiger. When I came back from Corbett, the first and sometimes the only question everyone asked is, did you see a tiger? We did not. We did see the pug marks of a tiger. Fresh, we were told, quite fresh, but no actual tiger. This is Sandeep Roy. But now, perhaps the chances of seeing a tiger in the wild in India just got a little better. The latest tiger count reported a 30% rise from the 2010 numbers. 2,226 tigers in 47 tiger reserves. And that's 70% of the world's tiger population. This seems to be good news, long overdue. A few years ago, red-faced wildlife officials had admitted that some of the famous reserves like Panna and Sariska were actually tiger-less. Valmik Thapar is one of the most famous conservationists in India. At the Jaipur Literature Festival, he said it's still not clear what's changed in the tiger's favor.
But I have a feeling that for one or another reason, the kind of poaching levels that existed in 2004 and 5, which we saw in Sariska and continued till 2008 or 9 in Panna, which decimated those populations, finished off 20 tigers in Ranthambore also, and we don't know how many other tigers in other places, very difficult to judge that, are not there at the moment. There's obviously something happening which has kept poachers away and not so obsessed with killing tigers. Somebody suggested they've got obsessed with killing pangolins.
But Thapar says this is not the time to relax. We have to know why the numbers changed.
And I think you'll get a yo-yo effect. Like now we are up 30%. In 2 years we may be down 40%. Nobody knows what will happen.
No official has ever been held accountable for the disappearing tigers of Panna and Sariska.
So even in Sariska's case, most people don't know that the field director cried out for help when he was counting tigers, saying something's gone wrong, I can't find my tigers, send me a team of experts. They put his paper in a file here in Jaipur. I know that because I had to inquire about it. And those things are unforgivable, to me, unforgivable.
Poachers might get 7 years, but the government official gets off scot-free.
People must be given punishment. The government servant must be punished for his negligence because his negligence has killed the animal.
And the bad news about the good news is that there will be a temptation to let bygones be bygones and just move ahead. And just repopulating empty parks with tigers brought in from elsewhere does not eliminate the two things threatening the tiger's future. One is a pressure on land in a country of over a billion.
If you create good partnerships, instead of losing 8% of your forest land which you have today, you lose 4%. That's the only thing I learned in my life in 40 years. You can minimize damage. Never think that you can end damage.
The other is poaching for animal parts, often meant for the Chinese market. And China, Thapar says, needs to be called out on that in every public forum.
There's nothing like humiliation and embarrassment for someone who thinks they're on top of the world's economy. Government-to-government talks will go nowhere.
And the tiger does not have the luxury of time to wait for that.
I left 4 days ago, Ranthambore, and after so much tiger watching, and I must have seen 200 different wild tigers in my life, I had a tigress with her 3 8-month-old cubs teaching them to swim across a lake infested with crocodiles. And it just is a sight which is joyous, but it is so strong, your eyes get moist with the joy of it.
A friend who spent a few days in Ranthambore remembers that word went out that two tigers were about to mate. It was as if Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were putting on a live show. The reserve went into war footing, jeeps went screeching down the dirt track, all the tourists whipped out their cameras. The happy ending never happened. Unsurprisingly, the cats decided it was a mood kill. I still haven't seen a tiger in the wild. But that's okay, as long as somewhere in the forests out there, there are more of them, roaming free, burning bright. This is Sandeep Roy.